The following is an EAA Radio special presentation. The EAA General Meeting was held during AirVenture on August 1st, 2009. And now, the EAA General Meeting.
I'd like to ask for a show of hands of those members present who have not returned a proxy so we can then have the directors or inspectors of the election count those present. Those who have not submitted a proxy, please raise their hand. When you have a count of the hands, please give them to Louis Andrew, please. If there's any proxies to be filed with the Secretary of the Meeting, please do so at this time. Are there any proxies here to be filed with the Secretary of the Meeting? Once the number present and proxies have been given to the Secretary of the Meeting, Louis Andrew, he will then present a report. A report by Louis Andrew, Secretary of the Meeting.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Louis Andrew. The following is a report of members present in person or by proxy. The undersigned, having been directed to ascertain the members of the association present in person or by proxy at the 2009 annual membership meeting, and having counted such persons and examined such proxies, reports the following members are so present. Present in person, 31. Present by proxy, there's two different categories. First, for proxies held by Tom Poberesny, Eric Gurley, and Louis Andrew, there are 14,376 proxies. Held by others, there is one. Summarizing, I therefore report that there are 31 members present in person and 14,377 members present by proxy, totaling 14,401 members. There being only 250 members necessary for a quorum, I report that a quorum of members is present. Thank you.
I'll call upon Alan Shackleton to provide proof of notice of the meeting.
Good morning. The undersigned is Secretary of the Experimental Aircraft Association Incorporated. The association hereby certifies that notice of the annual meeting of association members, a copy of which is attached hereto, was published in the May 2009 issues of Sport Aviation and Sport Pilot magazines and mailed to all members at least 20 days prior to the meeting as required by the bylaws of the association, signed Alan Shackleton, Secretary.
I would like to now announce the procedures for conducting the election. Six Class 1 directors are to be elected. Six Class 1 directors to be elected. Emery Swinney, Mary Krapfel, and Wes Schmidt are appointed as inspectors of the election. Mary, would you please stand? Emery and Wes. I'd like to call upon Ron Scott, Chairman of the Nominating Committee, to announce the names of the nominees for directors of Experimental Aircraft Association. Ron?
Good morning, everyone. The following are the names of the nominees for directors of the Experimental Aircraft Association. As I announce your name, perhaps you could stand up and be recognized by the membership. First one on the list here is Michael H. Dale, who has withdrawn as a nominee for the Board of Directors. Barry E. Davis. There's Barry down there, yellow shirt. Thank you. Jeff G. Downey. No guest Jeff's here today. Eileen P. Drake. There's Eileen. Thank you. Jack Harrington. There's Jack. Okay. Thank you. Audra E. Hoy. There's Audra. Thank you. Jeffrey Lee Jorgensen. There's Jeff. Thank you very much. David C. Lau. Dave here? Yes, not. Okay. David R. Passahow. David P. Prizio. Not here, I guess. Dan Schwinn. There's Dan. Thank you. Alan R. Shackleton. Up on the stage. Thanks, Alan. Mark Staudeker. I hope I pronounced that right. Okay. The last one is Michael Steinecke. Not here, I guess. This information was published in the May 2009 issue of Sport Aviation and Sport Pilot as required by the association bylaws. Thank you.
I would like to explain the voting process. Voters are asked to come down the side aisles on each side, present proof of membership, a current membership card and one other form of identification to the inspector. The inspector will hand you a ballot and a voting certification form. You will proceed to the long tables, mark your ballot, and complete the voting certification form. The voting certification form is to eliminate double voting and verify the votes of the proxy holders. Place the completed ballots in the ballot box. Give the certification form to the inspector of the election. It is now 10:10. The polls will be open for 15 minutes until 10:25. You can proceed with voting. Okay, I would like to officially close the voting. The balloting is now closed. I would like to present the following resolutions. Resolve that the reading of the minutes of the July 2008 annual membership meeting be waived, but such minutes should be made available to anyone present at the meeting who might desire to read them. And resolve further that such minutes should be and hereby approved. Is there a motion? Motion, Alan Ritchie, second, Barbara Wedding. All in favor? Show of hands. Opposed? Motion carried. At this time, I'd like to have the financial report presented by Eric Gurley, Treasurer of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Eric.
Good morning. My name is Eric Gurley. I'm the Treasurer, and it's my pleasure to present to you this morning the annual financial report. The information that I am presenting is taken from the consolidated financial statements of the Experimental Aircraft Association and the EA Aviation Foundation for the fiscal year ended February 28, 2009. The financial statements have been audited by the independent accounting firm of Grant Thornton, LLP. Based on their audit, Grant Thornton has expressed an unqualified opinion that the financial statements present fairly, in all material respects, EAA's financial position and the results of his activities. I have copies of the audited financial statements here for anyone who may be interested. They are also available on our website, www.eaa.org. First, I would like to talk about the results of our unrestricted activities. Total revenues, gains, and other support for fiscal 2009 totaled $32.4 million, a decrease of approximately $2.7 million, or 7.6% below the previous year. The primary contributor to this decrease in revenues, a $5.7 million investment loss, or a 22% decrease in investment value since the beginning of the fiscal year. This investment loss was partially offset by a $2.5 million increase in restricted funds released to support program operations, and that was more than double than the prior year, a $404,000 or 7% increase in donations, including cash, aircraft, property, and services. Operating expenses for the fiscal year totaled $36.7 million, an increase of $3.9 million or 12% over the previous year. Within that overall cost increase, youth and outreach program expenses were up $2.4 million or 30% due to increase in activities and restricted funding, as noted before. Air Venture expenses were up 16% or $1.1 million due to fuel prices and equipment requirements. Member program costs were up $199,000 or 2% as EAA focused on improving member value. Fundraising, management, and general and cost of merchandise sales were essentially even with the prior year. In addition to this income and expense activity, the EAA Foundation had a $3.3 million decrease in its net assets related to the market value of its permanently restricted investment assets. As a result of its revenue and expense activity, EAA had a decrease in its total net assets for fiscal year of $7.2 million. Next, I would like to make a few comments on EAA's financial position or balance sheet. As of February 28, 2009, EAA had total assets of $61.1 million, a decrease of $4.8 million or 7.3% from the prior year end. Of this, EAA's long-term investment portfolio stands at $17.2 million, down by $8.5 million, or 33% from the prior year. Virtually all of this relates to the market meltdown of the past year. Property and equipment of $27.7 million increased by $4 million, primarily due to investment initiatives in the information and technology area, facilities, and the AirVenture site itself. As of February 28th, year-end, EAA had total liabilities of $14.1 million, an increase of $2.4 million from the $11.7 million of the prior year. This increase reflects indebtedness of $2.2 million that was secured for the site development here. A total of $10 million in IRB funding has been secured to fund this multi-year initiative. EAA's net assets as of February 28, 2009, totaled $46.9 million, a decrease of $7.2 million, or 13.3%, as a result of fiscal 2009 financial activities. Of those net assets, 34.7, or 74% of the are unrestricted as to use. 12.2, or 26%, are either temporarily or permanently restricted. In summation, EAA's financial condition continues to be sound. In fiscal 2009, solid operating results were more than overshadowed by the substantial unrealized market losses of EAA's investments. EAA's operating activity produced a net margin of $1.6 million, one of the best years experienced ever. Fiscal 2009 was also a year of development for EAA's facilities and infrastructure, positioning the organization for growth, enhancing member value, and improving operating efficiency through technology. Looking ahead, EAA will continue to focus on improving the financial strength of the organization to ensure long-term health and viability, and ultimately our ability to make valued programs and services available to you, the members. At this time, I'd be pleased to take any questions.
This time, I'd like to give my annual report, and that report will focus around this year's events since it's such an important part of EAA and Aviation's activities. Last year at AirVenture 2008, many predicted a down year because of the fuel prices. We had a great year last year compared to the prognosticators' predictions. This year, because of the economy, many felt, and rightfully so, that this also would be a down year. It's been anything but. We've been up in almost every category, from campers to visitors, to airplanes, to programs and activities. Many have asked me, why has Oshkosh experienced such a strong response, as well as our exhibitors? There are many reasons. One is the outstanding long-term relationship that our members have had with this event, not only our members, but the aviation community. Oshkosh and EA focus on four things. Planes, that's why we're here. They dot the flight line. People. The people who give life to the airplanes and engage with each other, developing relationships and friendships. A passion for flight, that deep inner feeling. Most importantly, participation. The ability to participate in a way, to engage, to feel a sense of ownership. This year's programs were the best ever. Many times I'm asked, what's the best day to attend? This year I could say, every day was a great day. The lineup of aircraft was outstanding from one end of the airport to the other. The A380 was obviously a large attraction. Some may ask, why did Airbus bring the A380 to Oshkosh? Well, the reasons weren't simple, but they made sense. Part of it was brand relationship, putting the Airbus name out into the aviation community in a unique way. It was interesting to me, the number of Airbus customers that were here at Oshkosh. You wouldn't think it, but when the airplane arrived, one of the largest A320 customers was here to see its arrival and participate in the activities. One of their largest customers for the A380 was here. One of the largest fleet owners of the A319, 20, and 21 series was here. The engine manufacturers were here. So this event has become a total aviation, covers the total aviation spectrum. White Knight 2, a look to the future. Next year we hope to have Spaceship 2 here with us also. But it's the great variety of airplanes that have drawn us here, but the real story is the people. There's no better story than what was told last night. by Captain Sully Sullenberger and First Officer Jeff Skiles. Jeff has been an EA member for decades, attended Rockford, both of his parents were pilots, owned a Cessna 140, a true GA pilot. Sully, Air Force Academy graduate, F-4 pilot, airline pilot, and you all know what they did at Miracle on the Hudson. If you're here last night, you received insights into the type of people they are, the people who represent aviation. They've done more for aviation since that day than what they accomplished on that day when they saved hundreds of lives. But as interesting as they sat here on the stage to watch them banter and interplay back and forth, they were cool and collected and confident under stress, but they also had a sense of humor about them that was able to facilitate a relationship that produced positive results. Think about this. From the time the bird strike took place to the time they touched down the water, 208 seconds. When you walk out of here, stand someplace for 208 seconds and think about what you would do if you had to decide where you're going to go with the airplane, how you're going to do it, restart, ditching, announcements, etc. 208 seconds. Amazing perspective. This was Sully's first visit to Oshkosh. He acknowledged that it's rekindled the passion for flight that he's always had. He engaged with people from all walks of life. And it was interesting to me when Jeff and Sully met people, they didn't say, "Hi, I'm Sully Sullenberger," or "Hi, I'm Jeff Skiles." It was, "Hi, I'm Jeff. Hi, I'm Sully." Last night, the audience here stretched from here to the Type Club building and behind us. Well over 6,000 people were here on stage. Many came backstage to meet them and hopefully get an autograph. It was interesting to watch them work as a team to determine how to handle this, to respond to the people. They didn't have time to sign autographs, but what they did is they walked from one end of the line to the other, shaking hands as a team. I'm very proud that people of that caliber find Oshkosh as a place to share their story. But one of the most emotional stories that was shared was Jessica Cox, a young 25-year-old lady from Tucson, Arizona, who flew an aircoop here to Oshkosh. When she arrived last Saturday, I greeted Jessica and said, "Why did you learn to fly?" Because she said, I had a fear of flying, and the quickest way to overcome it was to learn how to fly. But for those of you who met Jessica, you know that Jessica was born without arms, a tremendous challenge to overcome, but her passion for flight, her positive attitude, has served as motivation to thousands this week to show that you can do what you put your mind to. This has been a safe convention. It's been a catalyst convention. The thing that's interesting about Oshkosh, it isn't a one-week event. It lasts 365 days a year. The impact that it makes on the aviation community, the aviation industry, and our membership permeates the entire organization every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. As we move forward, EAA serves three constituencies, and I think it's important to understand this as an organization, because we must fully endorse it, we must be fully engaged with it. Number one, the craftsmen, the people who build, restore, design, innovate. We walk the flight line marveling at what they accomplish, and every year it gets better. The craftsman community is a core constituency for EAA. Number two is the pilot community, the people who fly any and all types of airplanes, home builds, antiques, warbirds, certified, ultralights. The pilot community is very important. The third community is a community that we need to engage and reach out to greater numbers. That's the enthusiast community. And I define the enthusiast as not just the individual who's interested in flying but never feels they'll ever learn how to fly but just wants to be around. But the enthusiast community are those individuals who have a dream of flying, a dream of becoming a pilot, a dream of becoming engaged, but don't know how to do it. They're looking for the path that brings them into aviation. That's EA's mission. We need to grow aviation. Speaking of that, so many of you heard that EA and AOPA signed a memorandum of understanding in terms of collaboration, cooperation going forward. It sounds very corporate, a memorandum of understanding. Does that mean we didn't get it? We don't understand what to do, so we have to sign a memo to remind us? No, what it does is it solidifies a direction, a level of cooperation to ensure that our staffs, our members, our volunteers understand the working relationship between AOPA and EAA going forward. The way that evolved is a new president, Craig Fuller, came to visit with me in March of this year. It was a very engaging conversation, looking for ways that we can work together to maximize the value presented for members of the respective organizations. Many members of EA are AOPA members and vice versa. They want and expect value, collaboration, success. As a result of that meeting, I invited Craig back to Oshkosh with his senior staff to meet with our staff. We've followed a path of collaboration and ideas that I think will produce positive results. This memorandum of understanding focuses on three or four things. Number one, EA's support of GA Serves America, an AOPA program that highlights the importance of general aviation to this country. Public benefit, transportation, economic, jobs, and so forth. Number two, we're going to work together collaboratively on safety issues. If we don't fly safely, if we don't build safely, if we don't operate safely, we can jeopardize our privileges and rights to fly as airmen in this country. And thirdly, EA will take the lead in growing aviation, an important part of aviation's future. Once we had over 800,000 pilots. Now we're under 600,000 pilots. You may ask why. Well, the answer is pretty simple. The mass of pilots trained in World War II and by the GI Bill are fast disappearing. And we didn't have an infrastructure to replace that large group of pilots that were trained during that period of time. That's our goal as we move forward. Key to this will be our chapters, who create local activities and the ability to participate. This morning I met with over 300 chapter leaders who have committed to engage enthusiasts and participants. Yesterday we made an announcement that included EAA as the lead organization with support from Cessna, Sporties, Remos, AOPA, and others to announce International Learn to Fly Day, which will be May 15th of 2010 and every year thereafter. This concept has been extremely successful for Young Eagles Day, where tens of thousands of kids have been given the opportunity to experience flight. International Learn to Fly Day will have the same focus, where NAFI flight instructors and others around the country will encourage and bring people to the airport to find out the process, the procedure, the engagement, and learning how to fly. These are tough economic times. Hopefully we've hit the bottom and starting to move up. People are making choices in what they can and cannot do. Those passionate about aviation made the choice to be here. They spoke loudly and clearly in terms of their passion for flight. The opportunities for EA going forward are tremendous. At a panel discussion that I led recently with Ed Boland from NBAA, Pete Bunce from Gamma, HAI, and was represented with Matt Sikorek, and Craig Fuller from AOPA, we tend to talk about the issues that face us, fuel availability, user fees, and so forth. What we need to talk about more is the opportunities that we have going forward to ensure that we put the resources in growing aviation, providing the opportunity to fly, encouraging young people to participate, and ensuring that the passion that exists at Oshkosh permeates aviation on a year-round basis. Thank you. What I'd like to do now is announced that the minutes of all the directors' meetings held since last annual membership meeting are available at the podium for any members who wish to review them. I would ask for the following resolution to be made and approved. Resolved that all acts, decisions, and proceedings by the Board of Directors of the Association since the last annual membership meeting and the annual report presented by the President be hereby ratified and approved. Is there a motion? Fred Telling, seconded by Dan Mica. Discussion? All in favor by show of hands? Opposed? Carried. Is there any old business that people like to bring forth at this time? Any old business? Any new business? Anybody have any questions or new business that they'd like to bring forth at this time? Louis, could you check with the inspectors of the election and see if they're ready to bring forth the certificate and report? It'll be interesting. We took a hand vote to find out how many are here for the annual meeting. How many are here to see Jeff Dunham? Now, there's an interesting gentleman, Jeff Dunham. He's a comedian, a ventriloquist, and having seen him before, it's got to be difficult for 2 hours to talk to yourself and enjoy the conversation. Okay, at this time, we'll call upon Emery Swinney to give the certificate and report of the inspectors of the election. Okay, Emery, if you could give the report of the inspectors of the election, I'd appreciate it.
Good morning. This is the certificate and report of inspectors of election. The undersigned, the duly appointed inspectors of election at the annual meeting of members of the Experimental Aircraft Association held on August 1st, 2009, do hereby certify that we have received and counted the votes of members cast in person or by proxy for the election of directors of the association, and report that the following persons received the number of votes set opposite their respective names. This is for Class 1 Director, the 3-year term. Michael H. Dale, 5. Barry E. Davis, 14,393. Jeff Downey, 1. Elaine P. Drake, 8. Jack Harrington, 14,399. That would be Eileen. I'm sorry, I said Elaine. It's Eileen P. Drake. Audra E. Hoy, 13. Jeffrey Lee Jorgensen, 3. David C. Lau, 14,399. David R. Pesahal, 14,395. David P. Prezio, 1. Dan Swen, 14,399. Alan R. Shackleton, 14,402. Mark Staudacker, 1. Michael Steinecke, 1. The following individuals have been elected Class 1 Director: Barry E. Davis, Jack Harrington, David C. Lau, David R. Passeshaupt, Dan Swen, Alan R. Shackleton. In witness whereof, we have made this certificate and have hereunto set our hands this first day of August 2009, the following inspectors: Mary Kroppel, Wes Smith, and Emery Swinney.
With that report, the meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you.